my goodness. Oh, what a crushing song that is. Archangels from the early 90s there. I just love that. Living in a Dream. Hey, it's Gunnar, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music, which you can hear on 93.3 CFMU and also The Hawk 101.5 FM here in Hamilton, Ontario. Ah, there you go. All right, it's a bluesy kind of rock setup here going into this hour. We're going to spin some Black Crowes, and also we'll spin some Faces. And but starting off the set of music, a band that actually played Hamilton, Ontario at Dallas Rocks back in the early 90s. And I was there with a lot of people, and I was a little drunk, What was that band called? Black something? Was it Black Velvet? No, I forget who it was. I don't know. I was right in the rock and roll element, and it was just a lot of fun. But this was their big single, The Choir Boys, 7 O'Clock, Time to Party. When I first heard this, I went, this is The Faces. Isn't this The Faces? And I was like, no, they just sound just like them. I think this was their only hit, by the way, too. All right, so Black Crowes, Faces, The Choir Boys, here on Steel City Music. What was that opening act? I got to look that up.
Yeah. don't you think I would? Don't you think I'd tell you, baby, if I only could? Am I acting crazy? Am I just too proud? Am I just plain lazy?
I still remember seeing Chris Robinson and meeting him on King Street West back in the day in the early 90s on his way to a thrift shop, secondhand store. Serious. The Black Crowes were playing Cops Coliseum. They were opening for somebody. It was a huge show. Might have been Lenny Kravitz. I don't know. Anyway, I ran into him. It was kind of weird, you know? Like that time I met the guy, the dude from ZZ Top on his way to wanting to see King Biscuit Boy. That's a whole other story. Another blue story. So, all right. Let's see. Closing out this half of the show, had a chance to speak with Avant Apollo out of Sudbury. Nice dudes. They got a new single out called Bleeding Heart. I also threw another one of their songs. Peter from the Soviet Experience, who I still think should be called the Russian Bloc, but that's just me. Maybe I've watched too many MMA fights, but we'll talk about that in the whole interview. Got some music from Big Johnny Blue. He wanted to send me two of his albums of the blues genre. So he's from Hamilton. I remember him from back in the day doing like some charity work, charity shows with bands, that sort of stuff, raising money for the Tivoli, and some other stuff. So I just never had I never really had any of his music. So he sent some to the website. So we're going to spit a track. Also, Stone Cold Groovers is a the album from the Low Down Dirty Mojos. The song Mystic Highway 6. You know what? That's a mouthful, because I'm used to saying the Crawling Kingsnakes for years. And Steve and Paul and changed the name to Low Down Dirty Mojos sort of thing. And it's like I keep saying the wrong band's name in my brain. So there you go. They finally released their new album, Stone Cold Groovers, on Record Store Day. So that was like June 12th. So I don't know, I'll be spinning some more of their tracks, and then maybe I'll have a chat with them about what's coming up with them. And so there you go, man. Okay, so starting things off, why don't we spin this kind of a bluesy rockabilly kind of bouncy to it, the whole thing. Big Johnny Blue with the song Rockabilly Willie. Yes, Rockabilly Willie.
Rockabilly Willie, he ain't seen a rockabilly Willie, gonna play rockabilly. to like play to myself and like in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like, you know, whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
Yeah. You're listening to Steel City Music.
My next guest is no stranger to Steel City Music. It's Peter from the Soviet Influence. Did I say that right?
Absolutely.
I keep wanting to call you the Russian Bloc. I don't know why.
I mean, it's a similar idea. So.
I know it is, but it's just like, it's because your name came up months ago. It was months ago, and I was talking about Helen and bands and people that I've interviewed and stuff, and I went, I wonder what happened to that Russian Bloc guy, because I know he had a CD release party at... Yeah. Staircase Theater.
Staircase.
Yeah. And I think I lost track of him. And I'm like, that's all I could think of while I'm going, it's not the Russian Bloc. There's just no way. You know? he sounds like an MMA fighter if I call him the Russian Bloc.
Absolutely. I'll give you credit, though. It is a similar concept to the Soviet Influence. So you're in the right, like, idea,
right?
Just not the right name.
It's funny, you know, and it's really weird too, because when I first learned about your band, I guess it was back in like the latter part of 2019 going into 2020 when we were still doing live radio shows, I thought that's a great name, you know. Yeah. I just couldn't figure out for the life, I just couldn't remember, you know, when you get that mental spot in your brain, you're like going, oh no, like I totally am forgetting, even though like I could see the visuals of you performing on stage because I looked at the promo,
yeah.
I still couldn't picture the name.
Totally.
It's just so weird. Yeah, it is really weird. Okay, enough about my inability to recall things in this interview. I can't believe, you know, we're supposed to have a chat about something and I'm going on about my stupid anxiety about stuff. Recently, we were just chatting and you put together a project called Abolition Now. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it, you say. Go.
Yeah. So Abolition Now is, so we're a political band, right? So we have always, you know, our name sort of implies that, I think. It has that provocative sort of bent to it. But, and we've increasingly made that sort of the focus of what we're doing. And, you know, with the pandemic made it possible for us to pursue a lot of different directions because we didn't have much else to do with no shows to play and things like that. So we've been trying some different stuff. And so Abolition Now came out of, you know, recently, the news has been full of stories about, you know, stuff that people have known about for decades, centuries, however you want to look at it, about, you know, the issues with policing, the issues with the whole criminal justice system. So, you know, that's pretty close to where we're at. And, you know, we thought, well, you know, we've got some songs that we've been working on that kind of fit this theme, this idea of like, you know, we need drastic change, you know, drastic change. And we need it like 300 years ago. But anyway, we need some change. So the way we approach it is, you know, we're not speaking to the people who are living in situations. Like they know. They don't need us to tell them that things are bad. So we sort of look at ourselves and say, you know, who are the people that are in our position? So we're all white men in our group, and we're all sort of looking around going, okay, there's a lot of people like us who, you know, have the luxury of taking a position of not caring. Or the luxury of taking a position of like, well, if, you know, I don't like the way someone's saying something, then I'm not going to listen to them. And our message is really, well, you know, if you're an empathetic, caring human being, then you can't take that position because that's not recognizing the injustice in the world. So, you know, Abolition Now is intended to be, you know, a collection of these five songs. Four of them were ours, and then we did a cover as well that allowed us to, you know, sort of express some of these ideas very pretty clearly. Actually, I think it's pretty explicit, you know, that we want to see people paying attention to things. So we don't want people to just sort of like move on, you know, when sort of the heat dies down, as it often does, you know, gets out of the news cycle or whatever, and people stop caring. We can't just stop caring. So that was part of it. And, you know, we wanted to use, you know, what little influence we have to sort of, you know, raise some awareness. And also, you know, if we can raise a little bit of money as well, we want to give any money we make off this to some organizations that matter,
right?
Rather than us taking that money. So.
And what are the what organizations are you going to donate the funds to?
Yeah, so there's Black Lives Matter Canada, specifically the Toronto group. There's the Toronto Prisoner Rights Project, which is an organization that we're sort of involved with in a couple of other ways too. There's Passan Canada, which is a prisoner, another sort of, you know, prisoner or rights sort of project. Those are the big sort of three that we're sort of focusing on for the money side of things. And, you know, it kind of covers the spectrum of sort of, you know, police related stuff, prison related stuff. We're sort of looking at both. You know, it was somewhat controversial, but, you know, recognizing that we see the value and dignity of people and we want to create opportunities for people to experience that value and dignity, even if they've, you know, had trouble in their life or made problems that in a lot of cases have done nothing wrong,
right.
But have ended up in a bad situation.
Some things just don't pan out for others in life based on their, you know, their economic situation when they're growing up. And you touched upon a couple of different organizations to donate to just because of their ethnic background, how they were raised, perception. Like there's a lot of things that go against people and they make wrong choices in life, or I shouldn't even say wrong choices. They make choices in life that that they may or may not have wanted to make just because of how they're being treated, that sort of thing. So I like the idea of what you're doing here, the five songs. But can you tell us how you went about recording it? Because as we were talking, as we started off, it was like, you know, here's the pandemic. We got to find things to do aside from our jobs. You can't go out live. And there's been so many different waves of the pandemic of that have affected us on how we do things day to day. And with recording, sure, there's studios at home, but you can't really get together with other people in your band, that sort of thing. Was this sending a file thing? Was it sitting on Zoom and then playing parts and having a discussion? Or like, how did it pan out for you guys?
Yeah, it has been just wild. So, you know, we were lucky. I mean, I think most bands did this in the summertime and into the fall. We did manage to get together and practice outside. We had a space we could practice outside.
Your neighbors must have loved that.
Yeah, I don't know how much they loved it, but no one complained. I grew up as a teen playing in bands, playing backyard shows, having the cops show up and be like, you guys need to stop making music. You know, I went through all that as a teenager, so I'm not really worried about it as an adult, but my neighbors are great. So they, you know, have not said boo about it yet. We're hoping to move back indoors at some point.
Right.
So we were able to do that. So that helped. But yeah, like you're right. Like since then, it's mostly just been, here's some stuff we're working on, you know, people throwing stuff in the pot. I'm sort of the one in the band who collects everything and puts it all together and is like, here it is.
You say you guys throw everything into the pot. There's like four originals and one cover. Why only the five songs? What did you have more to this, or was it this was the ones that sounded like that were the most cohesive put together?
Yeah, I think these were the five that most were on topic, I guess. They're most relevant. We have other, we're working on other stuff. We just actually recorded a song that's going to be a single hopefully sometime later this summer with a really small label in the UK. Wants to release. We're doing a compilation record that we have a song we did for. And you know, we have another song that just came out of a compilation for the State Toronto Music Venue campaign. So, you know, it's really been a question of like, what were the most relevant songs to the topic? And if we'd had more, we would have put more, but these were the five that were like, okay, these are on point. These cover what we're trying to say. These are ready to go pretty much. We had to do some work on them, obviously, to get them fully done, but they were pretty well fleshed out at that point. So that was made it a little bit easier to finish them off. And then, yeah. And we just sort of said, you know, we've got this, let's go ahead with it. And, you know, we've got a bunch of other stuff. I mean, that's been the thing about the pandemic. I mean, I have written so many songs during this pandemic just because what else can I do musically?
Right.
I can do is write songs. I can't perform. I can't, you know, even really practice with my band. So I'm just writing stuff. And same with my bandmates. Like some of these songs, they're not all written by me. So they're writing stuff too, because that's all you can do. Hey, this is Peter from the Soviet Influence. Please give generously to Black Lives Matter Canada, the Toronto Prison Rights Project, Passan.org, or prisonjustice.ca. This is our song, Better One.
I'm not a libertarian or a capitalist librarian. I'm keeping track of all this shit because I'm a humanitarian. You say you stand for values, ethics, and morals. You want to see the status quo? Well, we're here to rumble. We'll be right back.
When you walk into a club and you see a band that blows you away, you are going to follow that band. You're going to either buy their CD, or you're going to find them online, or you're going to see them the next time they come to play. You don't have to stand in line at the song contest on TV to become a f***ing popular musician.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
My next guests on Steel City Music are out of Sudbury, Ontario. For some strange reason, I thought it was Barrie, Ontario, and I had all these questions prepared about Barrie, and then to my delight, I was told, no, dude, we're from Sudbury. I'm like, oh, my God. And then all these floods of memories come back in my old man brain of playing the townhouse with the Killjoys, Junk House, The Walk, the Rayburns, Bernie with a baseball bat, half a PA, falling over gear as I step inside of the townhouse, and loving every second of being in Sudbury. It was like a second home to me in the 90s. On the line with me right now is Avant, Apollo, Kevin, and Matt. Matt is one of 22,000 Matts that live in Sudbury at this point in time. I kid you not, folks. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hello.
I get two hellos after that big intro. That big intro for you guys.
It's great to be talking to you, actually. A couple of attempts, but we got it.
And what he's referring to is the fact that my laptop died, my phone died 2 weeks ago, all the technology died here in my household, and I have like 42,000 interviews that I got to finish up. And Avant, Apollo was one of the guys that they replied to a mass, I guess, not promotion, but who's doing what around Canada, and you guys replied. So I thank you for that, because like I was just saying earlier, I have a lot of interest in Sudbury as a music scene. Before the interview started, Kevin and I were chatting, and it came down to like grade school, high school, and everybody in the band was named Matt, except for Kevin. And that's why I thought, well, why don't you just call yourselves Matts plus Kevin? But apparently that was already taken.
Yeah, we've got, like I was saying, we've got another side of our friends. Half of our band was playing with another Matt, and they jokingly called themselves Matthew, the Matthews or something.
Yeah.
And then Brian came along, so they called themselves Brian Matthews. So it was just kind of jokingly saying, well, we can't do that. We've got...
And
actually, the newest member that came in post-recording two of the songs, his name was Matthew as well, so... Outnumbered, but.
I love that. I just love that. Tell me a little bit about Avant, Apollo, this current lineup. How did you get this current lineup started? When for like to start off on a timeline in the conversation?
Yeah, maybe about 2 years with the current. It, like I was saying, it started with the two of us, me and Matt, Matthew that's here now. We ended up working at the same wood shop. For mutual friends or mutual acquaintances, and just started talking music, and I've been toiling away trying to come up with music, come up with stuff, or just get better at trying to do something, and showed him some tunes, and he liked it, and he came over one afternoon, and we literally, I showed him a couple of songs, and we started playing together. I borrowed my acoustic guitar.
Yeah, I'd actually been out of the music scene for a while until I met Kevin, and then, like you said, we started talking at work, and next thing you know, we're jamming.
And when did you guys go into the studio? And the studio's name was Deadpan Studio?
Yeah, Deadpan Studio here in Sudbury. He's been going strong for about 5 years now, it seems.
Right.
And that was... we started realizing that in order to get anything done, you just have to do it. You have to just go and record. You have to. Once we started to get a few songs together with the current lineup, it was okay. Well, let's try to get in there and see what we can do. And we got a weekend, did two songs, one song on Saturday, one song on Sunday,
yeah.
And it just a super fun experience to be in there and. Super relaxed environment, professional, extremely high quality, super fun.
Absolutely. Deadpan Studio was great to deal with.
Amazing equipment.
So you went in, you did three songs. One was like Bleeding Heart.
I believe. Sounds of the Dead, and End with a Curse. What did you guys whittle these down from a selection of 12 or 20? Was it that kind of thing, or was it like a financial thing? Hey, we can only afford three. Let's just do three.
No, we had about a dozen songs.
Yeah,
and
time is usually the thing. We're all, you know, working. We've got kids. We've got animals. We've got time is usually the when you break things down between five people, the price really means nothing.
Right,
split in five ways, so it's time, and we were able to get a weekend for the first two, which was The Sounds Dead and End of the Curse, and we went in on the Saturday and did Sounds Dead, so from 11 to 11 we record, and then the Sunday came around and we did tried to decide on we had a few that we were thinking about, but we went with when we're jamming, what's the strongest songs that we have? Like, what can we go in and not waste time with?
Yeah.
Right.
What might be, what we're thinking, what we want people to hear first, you know, because nobody's hearing any of this other than us until
sure.
we get something recorded, so.
Yeah. Well, you guys have lived with these songs for a while, so there's an attachment to them. So, you know, you pick your three strongest songs. But you said something, no one else has heard these yet. So were these songs written over the pandemic period, or did you have these songs pre-pandemic?
So two of the three were pretty much written within the pandemic time. And End with a Curse, we've been playing for about 3 or 4 years now.
Okay. So
a lot of the songs other than those ones even before Matt, so I've had songs that you just over time you kind of put away and you show, luckily somebody comes along and you get to show them, and then it becomes a song. It's not just, you know, the things that you mess around with,
right?
So some of them could be as old as 10 years that are in this current
roster
songs. Yeah, kind of roster songs that, because we have another new guy, we've got some to show him, so it's evolving and slowed down obviously over the last 2 years. But
yeah.
the first time we were supposed to go in was the February of before the pandemic, and then everything got down, so then kind of moved everything back, and
right.
we were pretty excited for 2020, but
I think, yeah, I think we were all excited about 2020 on the back end of it, hoping that things would change up a little bit for us. But going into 2021 now, it looks like things are starting to open up here in Ontario to an extent. Down here in Hamilton, Ontario, we're noticing that they're making concert announcements, that sort of thing, which to me is like, well, there's that's light at the end of the tunnel, because if they think that things are going to be all right by November, then that means smaller music venues, that sort of thing, should be opening up again. What's it like in Sudbury as far as the pre-pandemic of the music scene there? Was Avant Apollo be able to play on the weekends, that sort of thing?
We've played more of shows that we've put on,
right.
Friends, little mini festivals. We haven't really delved into the bar scene yet. We've done a couple, but that was our 2020 plan. That was the because we solidified the group, we solidified the tunes. Then it was time to actually try to get out there, and then the brakes hit, and
yeah.
It gave us some time to, like, Bleeding Heart wouldn't have came out if time traveled the way that we were going on. So we're just taking it as it is. Me and Matt alone have been 6 years of sitting around waiting and just messing around with things. So we've never ever put a timeline or a limit or we just play, and we just when things come, they come. When songs don't, we play the old ones. When new ones come, we go with it.
Right.
It's
and now that things are opening back up, and we do have these songs recorded, at least the market's opening back up, and we have something to promote ourselves.
Yeah,
and
so
show, and
we're like at the start of it now. So it'll give us another chance to reintroduce ourselves.
That must be a great feeling, though. The pandemic was crappy for absolutely everybody involved in it, but it must be a great feeling to finally get the stuff out there and to start playing again.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, no, super pumped. Even just the studio atmosphere has been something that's just like my dream, to just sitting in there, just watching and looking around and seeing everybody. That's just what I just love it.
Right. Okay, so you've got these three songs. You're going to put them out. When are your plans of going back into the studio then?
As soon as we can.
Yeah, we've got another one that we were planning on doing the same weekend as Bleeding Heart. Something happened and we only had the Saturday to do it, so we just chose one. Right. And felt, well, that was the one that we wanted really to be our first kind of single to put out there, so... we have one lined up that we'd love to get in there and do.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask you guys a question about the three songs that you picked. They're melodic. All three songs are melodic, of course. I hear a little bit of a country thing going on in one, but in the Sounds of the Dead, I had this sort of, you guys may hear me say this and go, what the hell is that guy talking about? But when I heard some of the stuff, elements I heard in that song was Eastern European klezmer music. Like, it was like the way the vocals were done, I could almost swear that it would have been like an accordion sitting around a campfire type of song.
I love it.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take any comparison to that's what people will start noticing, is every song is going to be completely different. We're five completely different people that just love music, love playing art. There's no rhyme or reason to what we put together. We just put it together, and that's, I think that's what is going to be our biggest strength, is our
versatility.
Maybe we don't know how to stick to a genre and pick, and we just try to make music.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that'll be what'll be exciting about it. Hey, this is Ivan Apollo. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Instagram under Ivan Apollo, Facebook, wherever you can find us.
I got a rusty old soul. I got a bleeding heart. I got drum kits in my ear.
in the bottom of a bottle. The night falls down around this town. The sound's dead. The night burns bright inside my aching head. Some nights I feel so bold. I'm better off alone, or so I'm told.
Is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
All right, boy, get out of that car. We're going to teach you how to walk right. Put your hands up there.
These are times that try men's souls and patience. So if you have a brush with the law, Spirit of Rebirth has a few helpful hints to avoid any unnecessary hassles.
Like looking in my mirror and seeing a police car.
When stopped by police, don't panic.
Oh, what's the matter, officer?
May I see your license?
Oh, please don't arrest me. I wouldn't do it again. Oh.
Don't make up any excuses.
Well, you see, I picked up a hitchhiker and he must have dropped it in here.
If arrested, be peaceful. Don't resist.
I ain't going to no stinking jail.
Oh, yeah, freak, you're busted.
You have the right to ask for a phone call.
Hello, Dad. This is your son. Listen, Dad. funny thing happened tonight.
You also have the right to remain silent and ask for an attorney.
Hey, are you the new Perry Mason?
You have been advised of your rights from Spirit of Rebirth, home of cosmic paraphernalia, with shops at 3510 McKinney, 4527 Travis, and 3564 Forest Lane. Spirit of Rebirth.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right, in this hour of Steel City Music, we're going to player? Are we going to player something, Gunner? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to player? How do you player, Gunner? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to player something? Are you going to ply it and then player it and then maybe player and then ply? Good Lord, man. I got to lay off the coffee. Ooh, player. We're going to play some funk and some rare funk from the 70s. So, did some, you know, whatever. I have some rare funk and I'm like, oh, I might as well. This is like old vinyl funk. So, old vinyl funk. Yeah, there you go. You're the best today, man. You're an ace. You're an ace on the mic and communication skills, Gunner. You, good Lord. Player. Okay, yeah, so some rare funk. This is what we're going to do. So I'll tell you what we're going to spin. You're going to hear some Preston Epps, also Push, The Variations, All the People, Starfire, two versions, kind of different. Also, Pajoma, Billy Shea Ray. I think in my next life I want to have my name as Billy Ray Shea. I just think it's just a super cool name, you know. Okay, Undisputed Truth. Odie Williams, what do we got here? Oh yeah, General Crook, right. Okay. Soul Patrol, not Snow Patrol, which I'm just like going, in my brain I kept reading Snow Patrol? No way, not the 90s band. This is like rare 70s funk. Knock it off. Yeah, some Soul Patrol. Sarah Simpson. Ooh-hoo-hoo. She's good. Really good. Ocean Liners, act called Isis. Remember, this is early 70s. Has nothing to do with the terrorist organization. So there you go. And Salt Machine. Enjoy the funk. Enjoy the funk on Steel City Music. Started things off. The Soul Machine. Twitchy Feet.